Hello, this is Sid and Millie Chats. I'm Sid,
I'm Millie.
and we invite you to be a fly on our wall. So we just finished up watching the FA Cup game, Manchester United versus Arsenal. Manchester United came out on top, which we love to
Yeah, it was
see.
such a good result, honestly. The Man United page, sorry, were you to say
No,
anything else?
please take it away,
All right, well, the
Millie.
Manchester United page tweeted out just justice.
Justice.
And it was poetic. That's poetic. I mean,
Yeah.
we got so many unjust calls, so many unjust, like the penalty, so many kind of bogus things
Yeah.
happened throughout the match. So for all of those things to go against United and then to turn it around.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love
Yeah.
to see it.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
really good result.
Absolutely. 'Cause yeah, I mean, I feel like they had us in the first half. First half was not looking great.
Yeah, I mean the first half honestly put everybody to sleep on it. I
Yeah.
mean the first half was just not fun to watch at all. Like not for United fans and probably not for them either. As much as they love having possession and passing the ball around, like it was still minimal for everybody.
Yeah.
First half was forgettable. If you didn't watch the first half, you didn't miss
Anything.
a lot. The first half was completely uneventful, I guess, barring Dalot. Well, did Dalot get his yellow card, his first yellow card in the first half?
I think
He
so.
did. Okay. Well,
I don't
I guess
remember,
that was the only
but
impactful thing that carried weight into the second half.
Right.
We obviously, I think in the first half, one thing that was highlighted was kind of like the referee kind of making the game about himself. So we kind of just started seeing like how many calls he was missing, how many calls were going in favor of like the Arsenal players. Just I don't know if he rode in with them.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Was he on their side?
Yeah, it literally
Hate
doesn't make
on.
sense.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we don't have to get into the speculations, but something just wasn't right because the calls were just way too skewed. I mean, the
Yeah.
one with Bruno Fernandes at the top of the box, I mean, it's a beautiful layoff. He's obviously about to shoot, and someone stepped on his Achilles heel. And we're
Yeah.
talking maybe 3 yards from the referee, and he's missed it.
Just didn't call it.
And
Yeah.
then Bruno Fernandes, of course, gets the yellow card for dissent. But why can't you show emotion? Like
I
I was pissed
know.
off. I was yelling at the TV too. So if I'm feeling this way, surely the player who just got stomped on is
Yeah,
feeling
has
some.
some right to be angry about it. 100%.
100%. So that was just like kind of disappointing. And obviously, Bruno's goal in the second half kind of shows that how big those opportunities are for him. A
Yes.
cutback to the top of the 18 for a player like him is almost a goal more oftentimes than not. So that play in the first half, it was a serious foul
Yeah.
and could have been a goal scoring opportunity. And obviously, we
Just
won't.
taken away. Literally never will know if that would have amounted to anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so apart from all the subpar refereeing, and I can't believe like the words are leaving my mouth, but we actually missed VAR today because VAR would have actually helped us a little
That's
bit. Like
true.
the Maguire penalty, absolute nonsense. That's never a penalty in any facet form of what a penalty kick is supposed to
Yeah.
be. That's not it. So VAR might have saved that, might have been able to pull that back and say, hey, this is the wrong call.
Yeah. For anyone that missed the game, what was
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, it's pretty crazy to think about, but I mean, Maguire is standing there. He's in a defensive position. The attacker has pushed in the process of running, initiated the contact with Maguire. His leg has hit Maguire's leg first because Maguire, again, is in a defensive position. The guy has initiated the contact, and then Maguire's arm is maybe mid stomach, chest height, and the guy, like most of the Arsenal players, goes down screaming, acting like the world's ending. I don't even know what he was holding.
Right, 'cause they were checking his leg.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I only saw his arm lightly tap him.
I mean, similar to like the Martinez thing from the
Yeah.
first half, right? Like, he got a yellow card, and we're all looking around like,
for what?
What's happened? But
Yeah.
the Arsenal player is screaming, die on the ground, holding his leg, rolling around, and all of us have our hands up like this. Is the contact in the room with us?
Literally.
Yeah, I don't know. So they do, even though they're out of the FA Cup, Arsenal really does deserve a Grammy. Is that no, sorry, not a Grammy. They deserve an
Emmy? An
Oscar. Whatever
Oscar.
the one is
There's a
for
lot of
acting.
them.
Yeah, there is a lot of random awards. They deserve whichever one you get for acting
Yeah.
because the diving, the theatrics, what are you accomplishing? Anyway, let's not speak too much about the other side.
Facts. They don't deserve our
Right.
energy.
Exactly, especially because United are obviously the trophy holders, obviously the ones who have something to defend,
Yep.
unlike them. So thankfully the guys really pulled it through today.
Absolutely.
And I think like the character that the lad showed, it was really, really inspiring. So going down to 10 men, being
Yes.
down a man for majority of the
It was
game.
quite, yeah. And then Dallo got sent
Dalot
off.
got his second yellow, sent off maybe like around 60 minutes.
Yeah, it was
So
really early in the second half.
right, so they went the whole rest of the second half and all of
Extra
extra
time.
time down a man and really like fought through that. So to the United lads, that
That
was a
took some
performance.
grit.
Yeah,
That was good.
100%. That was a performance to be proud of. So hands out, big claps to all the lads. That was fantastic. What a performance. Way to fight, way to stick with it, stick to the program. They were
Yes.
disciplined. And yeah, that's how you get it done. And they did
Facts.
that today. So that was really exciting to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did we touch on the goals and everything already? Like the who scored? Bruno?
Yeah, Bruno scored. We talked
And
about it a
then
little bit, just like
was
how
it the one
it
goal?
was the
The
one.
one
Yeah,
goal,
so
sorry.
yeah.
Acting.
No, you're
Was I
fine.
watching the game?
You were there.
I was in the
Yeah, you were there. But yeah, so ended 1-1, and
Right, and
so
then pens,
their
right.
goal was just some like deflected nonsense off a set
Okay.
piece. It wasn't even like a good goal per normal.
Of course.
But our goal was a beautifully well worked goal, transition, good passing, good movement, great switch of the field. And then yeah, Garnacho got the ball. Beautiful layoff to Bruno, and he doesn't waste opportunities like that. So I guess that is a good segue into like our standouts for today,
Yes.
because there were so many standouts. First of all, so many of the lads put in, I mean, phenomenal performances. But I think obviously some names just kept on ringing. So
Yeah,
yeah.
who are our
So I think
standouts?
first for I guess we'll start from the back. Keeper, Balladur was phenomenal. I
Yeah.
mean, there were questions about Arsenal's goal they scored. Could he have caught it? The one that he punched, it kind of went straight up.
Right, okay.
But at the end of the day, that's redemption. He saved a penalty in the run of in the normal game
Yep.
that helped us get to extra time. He made immense saves throughout, and he saved a penalty in the shootout.
He's come back
That's
from
a
it.
serious performance. So Balladur did Turkey very proud, did United very proud. He was phenomenal for the entire game. So hats off to him coming in for Onana and
Yeah.
putting in a performance.
Showing what he's got.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really good to see. From the back, I think Martinez was good. I think De Ligt was also massive. He had, that goal line save late in the second half, which was huge. But I think from the defensive line, the hero of the day, you know who it was.
Maguire.
Harry Maguire, just absolutely phenomenal from start to finish. Well, he didn't make it to the end of the game. He picked up a knock. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, but the guy was phenomenal. Every
Yeah.
header, so many tackles, great in his passing. His long ball is what started the goal that we scored.
Oh, okay.
So his redemption story has been unbelievable, but got to give him his flowers. The guy was fantastic today. Harry
Yeah.
Maguire was phenomenal. When Euro came on, he like did really well, made sure to continue that same energy, like winning balls in the air, winning tackles. But I think for me of the back three, the standout was Harry for the game that he had. But yeah, those guys, DeLitt and Martinez, also had really good games. So yeah, that of the back three, those would be that would be my top performer. And then I guess moving into the midfield.
Or who was your standout in the midfield?
So in the midfield, definitely, I think Matt, who had a massive game again, Mainoo, phenomenal start to finish. I mean, that's a world-class player. Ugarte was massively important. I mean, winning the balls that he wins in the midfield, that is what allows us to play, and what kind of sets the organization for the other guys in the midfield to win the ball back higher up the field. So Ugarte was massive again, and I mean, have to give the huge flowers to Bruno Fernandes
Of
once again. I
course.
mean, the guy works endlessly. He's a creative genius. He's now gotten more goals for Man United than David Beckham,
Wow,
which is a
yeah.
crazy
That's a great
statistic.
stat, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the what Bruno brings to the game, it can't be ignored against any of the big teams we play against. Bruno Fernandes once again just highlights how important he is to the team. You have people who say he's too emotional, say, you know, whatever you want to say about him. The guy's class. You don't put on performances like this day in and day out, work that hard for your team, for your teammates, and for the badge, and not earn your respect. So
100%.
yeah, Bruno Fernandes, phenomenal. Probably the man of the match. I think it'd probably be safe to say. He probably was the man of the match. I'm sure we'll check this afterwards, but he'll probably get that. And he deserves it. He was phenomenal. Really an important player in the midfield. Flowers though to Toby Collier, who got some minutes. It's really cool seeing like the academy products come through.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Collier was another one of those guys that Ten Hag was very interested in bringing into the
Got
first team.
it.
And so it's awesome to see him finally getting some minutes with the first team. And he did really well.
Yeah,
I
he
mean,
did.
he came in for Mainoo, I think around the 80th minute mark. And so he played the rest of full time and then both extra times. And he really didn't miss a beat. He was phenomenal. So Toby Collier, really well done in the midfield when he came in. So that's really good to see. That's phenomenal.
Yeah,
To have
absolutely.
another academy graduate producing and looking good. So yeah, so that would be it from the midfield. The wing backs, obviously, Dalot got sent off. That's really all there is to say about that. And Mazraoui, just a kind of like a piece of the foundation, I guess. He's just a consistent performer. He just does his job day in and day out. So shout out to Mazraoui for doing that. It wasn't anything crazy today, but again, like he's a piece of the foundation. You need him. He's an important piece of what United is building, and I think he plays a massively important role.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
he did well. So yeah, so that's probably it from the midfield.
Yeah, what about up top? Any standouts?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, Garnacho got another assist. That's back-to-back assists for
Hell yeah.
Garnacho. Last assist against Liverpool. Today against Arsenal. So good to see Garnacho getting some form. He got the start today, which was really good to see. Obviously, Iman's dealing with a little bit of an injury. But at the end of the day, it's a good show of confidence that Garnacho got to start in such a big game.
Facts.
And yeah, he played well, created that assist. Again, the first half was very quiet. There wasn't really much going on. But in the second half, when the game came to life, he played a good role, got a good assist.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
love those stats for him. Ahmad was fantastic once he came on per normal.
Of
I was a
course.
little bit worried about him just because, like, you know, you never want a player dealing with an injury, you know, to be in such a momentous game where he's gonna have to go all out. But thankfully he was all good. And
Ahmad was injured.
he wasn't like fully injured, but he had like some sort of like injury, which is why
Oh,
they were
okay.
like what's it called, like limiting his minutes.
Got it.
But like this week he just signed his long-term Man United
Oh,
contract.
wow, good for him. That's awesome.
So really exciting that he'll be at the club for like another 5 years.
Wow,
So
very cool,
so yeah,
yeah.
so lots of Ahmad time we will have. And I'm sure that's a name that we'll be talking about a ton of
Definitely,
time.
yeah.
So he was really good. Hoyland, pretty quiet game for him.
Yeah.
But the guy Xerxes,
yeah.
Man, Xerxes, when he came on, he lit up the game. Even being down a man, he changes the way United are able to play. His composure and his hold up play, the way he's able to like be confident on the ball, it allows the rest of the squad time to join him in the attack. So especially in a game where we're down a man, right? So we were defending very far back in our own half. So it's so important to have a player that can be composed and keep the ball. And Xerxes did that. And he did more than that. He wasn't just keeping the ball. He was beating players, turning players, turning, spraying the ball wide. The guy was phenomenal. And I think he's probably, and I think if we're all being honest about it, Xerxes maybe might be time for him to be in that starting role.
Yeah.
I think having a forward like him that really allows the rest of the team to join in the attack whilst also keeping the ball for us, it's immensely important for the way United wants to build. We really didn't keep the ball up top until Xerxes got to the field. And then obviously he scored the last penalty to get us across the line. So that was really cool to see, because he's a young player and has a lot of talent, just like a lot of our squad is a lot of like young players who have a lot of talent. So they keep showing these like moments of kind of like brilliance where we're just like, this player could be serious.
And you could see them like growing with the team.
And I think today you could really see that everybody was really bought into the idea, bought into the system. And even though like the first half wasn't that lucrative, we can sit through a boring first half if at least we don't concede a goal. At least it gives us a chance to go and win it in the second half, which the lads did today.
They did that.
So massive performance. But yeah, Xerxes, huge standout. Bruno Fernandes, huge. Ugarte was huge. Mainoo had a great game. These guys really performed really well. And then like at the back, Maguire and Balladur were phenomenal.
Killed it.
So that a lot of standouts, but they played really well, and the lads they did everybody proud today.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, obviously United are into the next round of the FA Cup.
Which is exciting.
We'll have to see who we end up drawing for that one. Hopefully it's not another Big Six team.
I don't know. Seems like we've been performing better against them than the local.
Yeah. No, that's actually a great point. Yeah. Maybe we do just need all top teams like as our next lineup.
Come through.
Because the lads definitely have been showing up for those games. But yeah, I think today was immensely positive, immensely good performance as a team, a good group performance. A lot of you used the word earlier, grit.
Grit.
A lot of grit to get through that game, being a man down. Think they made the fans proud, and that's a performance they should be proud of as well. And let's just hope that United takes that momentum into the next game, because that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
We're back to back with good performances. So if we could put in a third,
it's gonna be like set the momentum up.
Yeah, that'd
going
be great.
Forward.
Great to see. So yeah.
Those were our thoughts on the Manchester United versus Arsenal game in the FA Cup today. Thank you for watching if you made it this far.